9 minutes past seven. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Helpline program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 8:30 a.m. And coming up in this hour, we'll be speaking to Mawlana Hassan Rabat shortly, and we are discussing Zamzam, the miraculous nature of Zamzam. We are going to be looking at the history of Zamzam, the different names, and its curing nature, and how it is flowing till today, alhamdulillah. For this, we have Mawlana Hassan Rawat, the Imam of the Umar Farooq Masjid in Mackenzie Park, as well as the school teacher there in the Muslim school. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, to all our esteemed listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Mawlana?
Very well, Mawlana, alhamdulillah. Allah has been very kind to us.
How was Eid?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm sure you ate the kalaji and the paya, Mawlana.
Ji, Mawlana. Alhamdulillah. That's been a practice in the house for a while now.
Acha.
The Allah.
You mean your family can make it, Mawlana?
Ji, I train them.
Good one early in the morning, Mawlana.
Mawlana, you also eat the kalaji?
Yeah, we are fond of the... But only when it's fresh, Mawlana. Only when it's fresh.
The taste is different.
Yeah, the taste is different. And you have to know how to cook it also, mashallah. Ji, Mawlana, today's overview of the program, Mawlana?
Ji, Mawlana, we're going to go very briefly into the life of Hazrat and Hazrat Ismail, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then from there, we're going to discuss various aspects related to Zamzam. Many of us just know Zamzam as a water, but there's many aspects related to it, the history also from the time of Hazrat Hajra till our time. There was a very interesting incident that transpired related to Zamzam that we'll discuss. And then obviously different issues related to Zamzam, the virtues of it, the du'as to be made, the du'as of pious people at the time of drinking Zamzam, inshallah. And indeed, some very interesting facts that we want to share that will, inshallah, inspire us and inspire every listener that is listening as well, inshallah.
Ji, inshallah. The SMS line to the program is 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on the studio number 072-786-1548. Mara, we can, inshallah, do a quick recap of last week's discussion before we move on to today's discussion on Hazrat Hajra.
See, Mawlana, last week we were actually discussing over 2 weeks the family of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, because his life was remarkable, his family's life was remarkable. We spoke about Hazrat Sarah, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, how the sharam and the haya, the modesty that she had in her, and that eventually saved her from the king. And then when she realized that she could not bear children, Allah, she was inspired by Allah Ta'ala, and then she gave her slave girl, Hazrat Hajra. Hazrat Hajra was actually her slave given to her by the king, to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to get married to him. And Allah Ta'ala blessed them with a child, and because of her sacrifice and her ability and generosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually blessed her in old age with a son, Ishaq. And at that time she was in her 80s.
Subhanallah. Jimurana, and we drew a lot of lessons also last week, alhamdulillah. We now continue with very briefly into her life, Mawlana.
Jimurana, let's go on to the life of Hazrat Hajra. Hazrat Hajra then made hijrat. She then migrated from there with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and her son, and they came to live in Makkah Sharif. That time, remember, Makkah had nothing. There was no vegetation, cultivation, nothing growing there. No people were living there at that time. So it was barren land, and they came there. When they came there, they lived for a few days. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had one container of dates, he had one container of water, and eventually he had to leave. And as he was leaving, she went behind him and she said, "Where are you going?" And he, naturally as a father, he never had the heart to them, and her husband never had the heart to tell them that I'm leaving you and I'm going away now. So he continued walking, and she posed the question again the second time, and again he continued walking. And the third time, when she said, "Allahu amarak, Allah command you to do this," that's when he plucked up the courage and he said, "Yes, Allah commanded me to do this." So amazing, Mawlana, the part she replied, and she said, "Idhan la yudayyuna," then Allah will not destroy us.
Allahu Akbar.
If that's the case, if you are leaving us in the command of Allah, then Allah won't destroy us. Allah will take care of us. Because naturally, this was also her iman and her conviction in Allah Ta'ala, that if Allah looks after you and us, so we need you, but more than we need you, we need Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Indeed. And look at the iman of the woman, Malala, that Allah will not destroy us. Allah will not let us be to ruins. That can only come out after iman is made. And Malala, any idea what's the difference between the journey from Sham to Makkah al-Mukarramah? I mean, she was in a very brief period with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as compared to Hazrat Sarah. And yet look at the iman.
See, Marana, the amazing part is, which is very remarkable to highlight also here, is the fact that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was still being breastfed.
Mm.
That says a lot. He was still being breastfed, so he wasn't only leaving a wife behind. He was leaving a wife with a baby in infancy.
Allahu Akbar.
And naturally, Mawlana, we know a woman with the period of confinement, and when they are breastfeeding, they take this medication, or rather they take this and they eat that, and they must eat more of this, and they need more milk for the child, so they have to eat so many other things, health foods and all that. There they were just kajur and water.
MashaAllah.
One point I want to also highlight, digressing from the topic, there's two things that would generally take a person away from Salah. Or three things you can say. One is our rosy, our fear for our rosy. One is fear for crime, hijacking. And one is love for our family. And Allah Ta'ala in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered all three questions. Very briefly, we don't want to go into this because we want to speak a little more on Zamzam. Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family there on the command of Allah Ta'ala without much rosy, and Allah Ta'ala blessed them with Zamzam that is still in existence right till today. So if we will make a little bit of sacrifice on our sustenance and our rosy to fulfill the command of Allah, Allah will give us immense barakah in our blessing. Don't ever feel, and our listeners must understand this, that you must never ever feel that if I have to close my shop, or if I have to go and perform namaz, I'll lose business. Or I might lose my job if I read my namaz. The second is mana fear. Sometimes people are scared, you know, if I go for further, crime is rife in the area. The greatest fear was when Nabi Sassam made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. At that time, the kuffar of Makkah were waiting outside the house to, one is, you know, crime is rife in your area. One is, you know, there's TNTs, there's a shootout in your backyard. Then to read further, Maulana, that is iman, I think. So these people were waiting by the door. And on the command of Allah, Nabi Sallam walked out and he made hijrah to Medina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala protected him. So if we will read our five times salawat jamaat, Allah Ta'ala will protect us.
MashaAllah. And Marana, it's an interesting point to make out of the love of family or fear. But there is another one also. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. There's another answer there, that الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ, that Allah says sabr and salah is not easy for people. However, it's easy for those people who have faith in the day of Qiyamah. And الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ, those who know that they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. So constantly that remembrance pulls a person to the masjid and he is able to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Gee, Mawlana, if you know you're going to meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, you want to meet Allah in this world and sort your matters out.
Inshallah. We may continue, Mawlana.
Gee, Mawlana, we continue from there. Then when he continued, he walked a little while, and then ulama mentioned when he came to the mountain, the trails of the mountain, when he was out of visible to them anymore, he then made dua to Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Allah, I have left my family behind by your Mubarak and honorable home, house that is the Kaaba Sharif. And he made dua that, Ya Allah, I left them in an area which has no vegetation, no people around them. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ السَّلَةِ. Allah, they must perform salah.
Allah.
It's the first thing. فَإِذْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Let the heart of people be inclined towards them. And you can see the yearning of people to go to Kaaba Sharif today. Anyway, then he left, Mawlana. Then when the little bit of provision that he had left behind was eventually exhausted and was finished, then that is when she started going to the mountain. And when she went up to Safa to see if she could see anybody from the peak of the mountain, maybe when she was high on top, she would be able to see someone. She saw no one, so she walked down. And when the terrain and the plain was flat, she ran. And then when she was going up Marwa again, she started walking. And she saw no one. And then she came down again. So when she came down to the flat terrain, she ran. And that is, Allah loves us. You know, when we talk of giving honor to woman, Allah Ta'ala gave honor to the woman. That a practice that was carried out by a woman over 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. Till today, Mawlana, we honor that sacrifice of us. That men will run between the two green lights. That is the area where this woman also ran. Allah Ta'ala loved it so much. Allah Ta'ala made it the sunnah in the life of Nabi, in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So eventually Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and he flipped his wing and he hit his wing on the ground, and that is when the water of Zamzam started to gush forth from the ground. So when she came there, naturally that brought life back into her. She saw the water, and then she took the sand around it and she built a small little heap to stop the water from gushing forth. And Nabi Sassan mentioned that this was a very wise and intelligent move of hers. Had she not created the small wall around Zamzam, the water would have actually flowed and would have covered the entire earth.
Indeed. And look at the sacrifices of this family. At the day of Qiyamah, we'll be emulating them. And we are, every person drinking from Zamzam has to think of this family. I mean, he has to ponder and rewind a couple of thousand years back and say, this water that I'm drinking today came because of a reason. And if I make the same sacrifice, Allah will make other waters, that is the water of Rosi, the water of Muhabba, the water of love, the water of everything else will also come to life and come to fruition, Mona.
See, Mona, now we'll discuss that, but as you're mentioning, when a person drinks water, the thought should go through his mind. I think it was Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, who used to make this dua that, Ya Allah, as you quench my thirst through this water of Zamzam in this dunya, quench my thirst on the day of Qiyamah through the water of Hawd al-Kawthar.
Inshallah, Ameen. We may continue, Mawlana.
See, Mawlana, let's continue. Zamzam has many, many names. One is, we know the name Zamzam. And according to some ulama, it's called Zamzam because Zamzam means stop, stop. So when she saw the water really flowing a lot, she said, no, Zamzam, Zamzam, stop, stop. That's one of the meanings of the name, or one of the names of Zamzam. Another meaning is also Madnu, Shuba'ah. Shuba'ah means it will quench a person's thirst and it will satiate a person's hunger. That is, a person who will drink Zamzam will not only just quench the thirst, but can also serve as a meal. And there's many, many names of Zamzam: Magnuna, Kafiya, Mubaraka, Bushra. So there's, ulama have counted up to 16 names related to Zamzam.
Now, Mara, a little bit of history to the well of Zamzam, inshallah?
See, Marana, then as we go on, from there, there was a tribe of Banu Jurhum who were traveling. And at that time, people had different signs that they used to see, like how fishermen also have signs today, you know. If you see the bird coming down, you know, okay, there's fish there. So when these people saw certain crows and birds flying around the area, they realized that there must be water there. So they came there to this area. And when they came, they saw Hazrat Hajar and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, And they asked them that for permission, can we also love here with you people? Because we see this water and that. So naturally for them also it was now company. It was now, you know, somebody else also coming to live in the area, so it made it very easy for them. So naturally she gave permission. This entire tribe started to now live there in the surroundings of Makkah Sharif as well with them. And they lived there for a long period of time, according to one narration 300, according to another narration up to 500 years. Their progeny and their generations lived there. Well, very interesting related to this. Thereafter is these people got involved in guna and haram and lots of evil that they were involved in. And because of this evil and this, eventually there was a certain king that ruled over them and expelled them away from here. And they had to eventually leave from here. So when they had to leave from here, they took all their treasures and the treasures of the Kaaba Sharif. They even took the khilaf and the cover of the Kaaba Sharif that they were using at that time, and they buried it in the well of Zamzam and they closed it up. And then for a long period of time thereafter, the well of Zamzam was covered and nobody had access to the water of Zamzam.
True.
Now, ulama mentioned a very interesting point here, that such a mubarak and blessed water, like Zamzam, that was not a normal spring, but that was a miraculous spring, which came forth through the flapping of the wing of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allah.
You know, today sometimes we say we're opening up a business called this Molana to make dua, that Molana, inshallah, our business will prosper. Here, this well was opened with the flap of the wing of Imam al-Malaika, the greatest angel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. That also eventually ceased to service the people because of the immodesty and immorality that carried on around it.
Allahu Akbar.
So when we will have this immodesty and immorality in our lives, and when there will be corruption and evil in our lives, Allah Ta'ala will take away the barakah of our businesses in our rozi.
No matter how hard we try, we'll still get only that what Allah has allotted for us.
Definitely, Maman.
It's 27 minutes past 7. You are listening to the Helpline program. We are currently discussing the Zamzam. And inshallah, when we return, we'll continue with the same discussion.
You're listening to the Helpline 1548. Lindsay Zaker Moy Street launches its Volkswagen Guaranteed Value, having the secure knowledge of the minimum value your car will retain at the end of your term, like a Polo 66 kilowatt TSI comfort line, from as little as $2,399 per month, with a guaranteed future value of 67%. Take advantage of our amazing offer. Visit our website, www.lindsaysakerjohannesburg.co.za, or contact us on 011-2244-000. T's and C's apply.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On the authority of Abi Ta'labat al-Khushani, Jurtum ibn Nashir, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Almighty has laid down religious duties, so do not neglect them. He has set boundaries, so do not overstep them. He has prohibited some things, so do not violate them. About some things, he was silent, out of compassion for you, not forgetfulness, so seek not after them. Related by Ad-Darqutni.
Africa. Have you helped quench the thirst of your Muslim brother? Sponsor a water well for only 9,500 rands in Africa, or a borehole for just 40,000 rands as a means of sadaqa jariya for a deceased loved one. Africa Muslims Agency has built over 15,000 water wells and boreholes in Africa. Special monthly payments can be arranged to suit you. Contact Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at Africa Muslims Agency at co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
Life is full of ups and downs. Finishing school and going to varsity, definitely an up. Starting a job you hate, downer. Having a home-cooked meal with family you love, big up. Eating junk food at your desk, down. Cooking with Sunfoil, which is high in polyunsaturates and naturally cholesterol-free, two thumbs up. Perfect for cooking, frying, and baking. Sunfoil is proud to be KZN's number one selling cooking oil.
Sunfoil, bringing quality to life one drop at a time. Now fly three times weekly direct to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia from Johannesburg on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Enjoy convenient and frequent onward connections to over 50 destinations across the globe, including Dubai, Cairo, Istanbul, Amman and the Indian subcontinent. Book until 30 September and enjoy Saudia's autumn promotion starting from 6,580 Rand. Contact Saudia on 011-944-5322 or your local travel agent for more information. This offer is subject to change, terms and conditions. Tweet Maulana Habib Bobat at Habib Bobat.
يا أخي المسلم في كل مكان وبلد أنت مني وأنا منك تغير.
This is Helpline 1548 with مولانا حبيب بابك.
We are discussing the miraculous water of Zamzam, and we look at the historical background to it, how it came into existence through the flipping of the wing of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And thereafter, the tribe of Jurhum gathering at the place and then deciding to stay there. And then when they became disobedient, they were then kicked out of that place and the water of Zamzam then ceased for a little while. Ji Mulana, we may continue.
Mulana, then in the time of prior to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth, about a few good years prior to that, some say 50, 60 years, or around that time, Abdul Muttalib saw a dream where he was told and commanded, a person came to him and said, go and dig up Tayyiba. So he asked, what is Tayyiba? The person just walked away. So the next he was very confused. He's trying to think about it. He couldn't make anything out of it. The next day he was told, go and dig up Madnuna.
Madnuna.
And this, Mawlana, for those in the academic field, it is mentioned in Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya. And then, again, he wasn't told much. He asked, what is Madnuna? He didn't know. The person walked away. The third day, when he was told to dig up Zamzam, and then when he asked for a sign, on this, one of the things he was told, he said, La tanzifu wa la tadimu. It is such a water that will never decrease, nor will it come to an end. It will never decrease, nor will it come to an end. This is an amazing point. If you look at 2 million hujjaj, to be safe, the number is much more. 2 million hujjaj, each taking 10 liters of water home.
Allahu Akbar.
It's 20 million liters of water that is sourced from one well.
And that's besides the water they drink
that they
there.
Drink every day. Mawlana, if you look at 3 million people going for Umrah in Ramadan, drinking every day and then still taking home. You can't imagine, Mawlana. So this is when we say, when you will give up your own personal desires and needs for the command of Allah, Allah will give you barakah that is beyond the understanding of men. Then he was told that he asked for signs. So they said it is at the ant hills of Makkah, where you will find a lot of ant hills, and also you will find a crow pecking at that area. That is the area where you should go and dig. So then anyway, he went to go and look for it, and he found it. It was that area where the two idols, Asaf and Naira, were situated. So when he came there to this area, by these where these idols were sitting. Now, the history behind these idols is also very interesting. Many years back, these two people who came, I think it was from Yemen, when they came to Mecca, they committed an act of indecency. So Allah Ta'ala punished them, and Allah Ta'ala turned them into stone. And Allah Ta'ala flung them out of the Mataf area. When they were flung out, they were left one side and kept there as a sign and as a warning for people that if you will disobey Allah, this is the power Allah has and what Allah can do to you. Asaf was the male and Naila was a female. But eventually, people stooped so low that they made these idols and they started worshipping them. Something similar to what people worship, I won't say worship, but people honor the Valentine's Day. You know, going back into the history, if you read the history of Saint Valentine, it's so evil, you think, why would somebody want to give his halal wife a present that is attributed or attached to somebody who's committed such an evil guna? And then you're crying to Allah and you're saying, making to Allah, make my spouse loyal to me. I find it a bit weird. But anyway, so at that area, now when Abdul Muttalib wanted to dig up the well at that area, the kuffar of Makkah at that time stopped him and said, no, you can't dig. Because this is a very sacred area for us. So he said, no, do what you feel like doing, I'm going to dig. This dream I'm 100% sure is divinely inspired. It's not something that just came out like that. So he took his son Harith and they started digging. Now when they dug the well, it's just not water that came forth. All the treasures that Bani Jurhum buried, they came surfaced. So now everybody started running and everybody said, no, we also got the shade in this. We also live in Makkah.
Yeah.
You know? Warsaw, Malana.
Yeah.
So everybody jumped and said, no, what's our share in this whole thing? So at that time, he said, no, this is mine, I dug it, I found it, you got nothing to do with this. So now it led to a problem and it led to a dispute. So they decided that we need somebody to arbitrate. They were prepared to travel to Sham, to Syria. To go and arbitrate on the matter, and they went to a tribe they thought Sa'd bin Huzail will arbitrate between us. So as they left, it was a long journey, it's not a 2-hour flight like today's time, it was a month's journey. As they were traveling, Abdul Muttalib's water got finished. He exhausted his supply. So he told him, give me some water please to drink, we're going on the same journey, same route. And Abdul Muttalib was a very honorable person. They said, oh, you're talking about the wealth of the well of Zamzam. You don't have water to drink your underwear. They refused him water. That night when he went to sleep and he woke up, when his camel stood up under there, a stream gushed forth.
Allahu Akbar.
So this was also a miracle. Allah Ta'ala wanted to teach him a lesson. When they saw the stream in the desert, they said, no. If that creator can give you a stream in the desert here, naturally, he has kept you in charge of the well of Zamzam. So that's when they decided that we will not go for arbitration to Syria. We rest our case out of court settlement. We're going back to Makkah. Everything is resolved. You can take over. So when he came back, and from that time, Abdul Muttalib and his family were now in charge of the Zamzam well. This is now when the well of Zamzam surfaced again. And on this also, there's a great lesson. That if the well of Zamzam came from the, not from the family, but rather when Allah Ta'ala granted this honor that the well of Zamzam should resurface from the link of Abdul Muttalib's family, which was attributed to the family of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, naturally the knowledge of Nubuwwat would also come from the family of Abdul Muttalib.
Allahu Akbar.
And it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's a fascinating account from a historical perspective, how the well of Zamzam was recovered and how Abdul Muttalib was inspired to dig up the well. Tell us more about what happened after it, Monara.
After this now, Abdul Muttalib became the custodian, or he was now in charge of the well of Zamzam. He took charge of it, and he also, an amazing point, very generously used to share this water with everybody. And it never ever came to an end thereafter. And till today, alhamdulillah, that at that time was a well. And people used to enjoy from that water and people used to drink from it all the time. Also amazing, this well, if you see how it is situated between Safa, Marwa and Hajr al-Aswad. So it is surrounded by Mubarak places as well. It's situated at a very before people who went for Hajj in the very early days would remember that you could go downstairs on the Mataf, Mawlana, when we went for our first Umrah in 2000, you could actually go downstairs to where I'm thinking it was on the Mataf area where you used to go down a slope. And you used to go downstairs and drink water from there.
Mm.
But then due to space constraints, etc., whatever the reasons were, that area was then closed up. So people used to go down to again get water exactly where the well was situated at the time. Today also the marble area is of a different color. Near the Maqam Ibrahim, you can see that area. You'll find behind, going closer to the back section, you'll find where the marble color is different. That is where the actual well was situated.
Mm. And they actually tried to direct the water to the king's palace and they were unable to do so, no?
See, that's also a point that is mentioned, how far it's authentic, etc. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and goodness that it can supply the world with water. But when you have an ulterior motive and a hidden agenda, Allah will not make it a reality. You can bring that water to the southern part of the world in South Africa, but you won't take it to the palace that is adjacent to the haram.
Ajib. It's now 7:40, we go for a commercial break. When you come back, inshallah, we'll return with the program.
You're listening to the Helpline 1548. If your Mercedes-Benz vehicle is out of maintenance plan, Mercedes-Benz is now offering you an additional 30% saving on selected service and wear and tear parts until the 31st of December 2015. So when it comes to caring for your Mercedes-Benz, trust the best and do what's best for you and your vehicle. Bring it to the people who made it and know it best to ensure that your vehicle receives the quality of care it deserves. To find out more about this deal and more, contact Shiraz Auto on 011-213-1100, corner Protea Avenue and Novana Drive, Lanesha. Terms and conditions apply. Your motoring needs simplified. For leisure, pleasure, adventure or hard labor, we have it all in our box. From the versatile Micra, spacious Elmira, refined Sentra, reliable Qashqai, to the tough as nails X-Trails and Navaras, find the box at Motor Deal Joburg. Call Motor Deal Johannesburg at 011-835-3535. Staff, friendly and ready to offer you great deals, great service. And remember, we also have Sharia-compliant finance options available in our box.
Continental Cash and Carry, over 7,500 square meters of stock and a wide range of cosmetics, homeware, hardware, medical, hair products and much more. With ample parking available for our customers, friendly staff and low prices and many in-store specials. Located centrally at number 14 Mineral Crescent, Extension 3, in the hub of Crown Mines. Continental Cash and Carry. Call us on 010-594-2085.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Isn't it odd how we sometimes make things harder for ourselves? Like when buying a car or equipment, you drive all the way to the bank to sort our paperwork instead of simply doing it with SA's First iContract. You can sign and amend contracts securely online and be fully Sharia compliant. Convenient vehicle and asset finance that's also Sharia compliant. Why wouldn't you choose this? After all, it just makes sense. Search FNB Islamic Banking. FNB, how can we help you? First National Bank is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized financial services and credit provider. Terms and conditions apply.
Sedgers, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies branded clothing. For the lovers of functional art, try our Carol Boys range. Look at our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgers, your original family store where personal service is guaranteed.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Aikenhof. Call us on 011
948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
SMS Molana Habib Bobat on 07-222-18384.
يا أخي المسلم في كل مكان وبلد أنت مني وأنا منك.
This is Helpline 1548 with Molana Habib Bobat.
أنت مني وأنا منك.
7:45, you are listening to the Helpline program, and this morning we are discussing Zamzam. Alhamdulillah, we have looked at the historical perspective, how it came into existence, how it was seized, and then how it was redug by Abdul Muttalib, and from there onwards, how he took custodian, how he became the custodian of the well of Zamzam, and it stayed with the Quraysh right till the end, and thereafter the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the picture, and the Islamic perspective came to the fore, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued with the practice of drinking Zamzam. In fact, when he was on his travels, when he was in Arafah also, he asked for a bag of Zamzam to be brought. And also when leaving from Madinah to Munawwara, he asked for Zamzam to be taken to Madinah to Munawwara. So it was a blessed water. It is a blessed water, and it will remain the blessed water. It's one of the existing miracles that still survives today in the world, together with the Quran. Do you want to know?
Mulana, we continue. Do we have time until 8 or 8:30 tomorrow?
Up to you, Mulana. You've got both options.
No, we know how fast to move through it, Mulana.
The floor is up to you. The floor is yours, Mulana.
Can we pull the program till 8:30 today?
Gee, by all means, Mulana.
We continue from there. We discussed that is where now the water, as far as the history goes, as far as, Mulana, the virtue of the water, the significance of the water, is something very interesting. When Nabi Sassam was born, on one or two occasions, Nabi Sassam's Mubarak chest was split open. Open heart transplant, Mulana. And the Mubarak heart of Nabi Sassam was washed and cleansed with Zamzam. And this was now altogether a different, taking a pure, clean heart of Nubuwwah to a different level altogether. So, like we would say, Nurun ala Nur.
Nurun ala Nur.
So, on the Sheikh al-Islam, Lama Sirajuddin Balqini, rahmatullahi, mentioned something very interesting. He said, on this point, we can gather that the water of Zamzam is more virtuous than the water of Hawdah Kawthar.
Subhanallah.
Because Allah would have only washed Nabi Sassam's heart with the best of water. And the mere fact that Nabi Sassam, Allah Ta'ala chose Zamzam water for Nabi Sassam's heart, is a sign that Zamzam water is the most auspicious and virtuous water in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Murana, and fortunate are those individuals who have quenched their thirst at the well of Zamzam.
See, most definitely, Murana. So we can understand that when we are drinking the water of Zamzam, we are actually drinking the water with which Allah Ta'ala cleansed the heart of Nabi Sassam. So on this also, Mulana, you know, people, when we make dua, we'll discuss that, but let us, because we are on the topic also, that whatever dua you make for Zamzam, Allah accepts it. So one is we make dua for barakat in your rosy, whatever, we'll also discuss the Muslim dua when we come to that aspect. But we must also make dua that Ya Allah cleanse my heart from all evils. Like you're cleansing my physical body from all sicknesses, cleanse my heart from all spiritual sicknesses, whether it's pride, arrogance, jealousy, animosity, hatred, vanity, you know, looking down upon other people. All these evil sicknesses and causes, because they are more disastrous and destructive than a physical sickness. Because our physical sickness terminates at death. I mean, but cancer, whether Allah protect us from all these major sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, whatever it, pneumonia, bronchitis, when you die, that's the end of your sickness, that's the death of your sickness. But the spiritual sicknesses will come with us in the cover also.
Allahu Akbar. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pure us from all the sicknesses.
See, Allah Ta'ala must keep us completely clean from all these things. Besides, that is the one important aspect related to the significance of Zamzam. Another important point, once Nabi Sallam came to the well of Zamzam, And at that time when he came to the well, he told Sahaba that was standing around him, Lola and Tughlabu, if I never had this fear that you would be overpowered, لَنَزَلْتُ حَتَّى أَدَعَ الْحَبْلَ عَلَى هَذِي, I would have taken this water and this rope and bucket and placed it on my shoulders, and I would have also started taking out water from the well myself to serve people. I think at that time it was that Abbas Adilano was serving people water from there, some, or another Sahabi. Nabi Sazam felt that if he was going to go and take water out, people would have regarded it a sunnah to go and take water from the well of Zamzam and to give it to people. And then everybody would have fought to carry this out, and that is why Nabi said, Lola and Tughlabu, if I never had this fear that you would be overpowered, I would do the same. But then Nabi Sazam was presented with water from Zamzam in a bucket. And Nabi Sazam took it, he washed his face according to our narration, he took water into his Mubarak mouth, and this is the point I want to highlight, Mulana. He took the water into his Mubarak mouth, he rinsed his mouth, and then he allowed the water from his Mubarak mouth to fall back into the bucket that went into the well again.
Allahu
Akbar. So that person who drinks Zamzam water is not only drinking Zamzam water, you are also drinking water that is mixed with the saliva, Mubarak saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allahu Akbar. Indeed, fortunate, and that is that the miraculous nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mixture, that it will remain there, Marana.
See, inshallah, it will always remain there. You know, today sometimes an alim or pious person comes to the town, or he comes home, and we say, Marana, make them on this water, Marana, blow and breathe on this water for us. The water of Zamzam, actually, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak saliva is in there.
Allahu Akbar.
So that person who will drink the water of Zamzam, inshallah, the Mubarak saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come into his system.
Inshallah. And then hopefully all the internal maladies will then be removed, Mulana.
And then with that, one is that, Mulana, inshallah, Allah will cleanse us of all the evils of that, of our heart, etc. All the sicknesses will be removed. And also we have hope, Mulana, that person who has a Mubarak saliva in his body, or Mubarak saliva of Nabi Sazam in his body, inshallah, that person will, the fire of Jahannam won't touch him.
Inshallah.
So we have umid and hope in the mercy and rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will keep us, or save us and protect us from Jahannam because of drinking the Mubarak water of Zamzam.
Yes, and just like how that Sahabi was told to go dispose of the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he went away after a while. When he came back, the Prophet of Allah asked him, did he dispose of the blood? He said, yes. So the Prophet of Allah asked him, how? He said, I drank it. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Subhanallah, the fire of Jahannam and this cannot go together. You will be protected. Likewise, inshallah, Mulana, the saliva which is mixed with the Zamzam, the well of Zamzam, inshallah, the person who drinks it will not be from the inhabitants of Jahannam, Mulana.
Inshallah, Mulana, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, I will treat people according to the good thoughts of me. So when we will drink the Hujjah, and I want to highlight this, Mulana, why are we discussing Zamzam now? People might feel that, no, the incident of Ibrahim Alayhi is now over with Eid, but the Hujjah are going to be returning by tomorrow. And they will come back to our families, our areas. We must make it a point, Mulana, to go and visit the Hujjaj. And that small little cup of Zamzam, don't just think it's just little water, it's very blessed water. Drink it and keep in mind all these virtues and the significance that we are talking about and we are discussing, so that we know the merit of that water that we are drinking.
Inshallah. And make sabr water, whatever you get, don't demand more. Only 5 liters nowadays.
See, don't demand more, but if they give you more, it's fine.
Inshallah. That also leads us to the question, to the technical parts, which we will discuss, inshallah, after 8. Mulana, you may continue the discussion.
See, so this is the one. The other virtue, Mulana, is mentioned. The authenticity of the hadith leaves a bit of discussion, but we don't want to go into that. Based on for virtue, it is sufficient that we mention it. That there are a few things that looking at it will earn a person forgiveness and is also an act of ibadat. And one is to look at your parents with respect and honor and love. One is to look at the pages of Quran Sharif. That is, when you open the Quran Sharif, to look at the pages of Quran Sharif. One is to look at Kaaba Sharif, and one is to look at the face of an alim, and one is to look at Zamzam water. So when you're drinking the water, look at the water before you drink it. It is also an act of ibadat, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Sometimes we're so busy talking, we just cut the water down, we never make dua. So when you are presented with water, stop all discussion for a while. Make the du'as you want to make.
Mm.
And then you drink the water with lots of honor and respect, that this is the water that has come to us with a lot of sacrifice. And there's great blessings and barakat in this water. And this water is the Mubarak saliva of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we drink the water, Mulana.
Inshallah. That leads us to the etiquettes of drinking Zamzam. Mulana, you want to touch on it now or after 8, inshallah?
Mulana, after 8, I think we just want to discuss one, two other virtues of the water of Zamzam also.
Mm-hmm.
But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma'u Zamzam lima shuribala. That before we come to that, Zamzam is also a cure for all sicknesses.
Mm.
Whatever sickness a person has, Allah Ta'ala will cure that person. Mawlana, on this I met a great alim, I'm sure Mawlana, you also met him, was at Mawlana Farooq Makki Sahib.
Yeah.
We were in Makkah Sharif and we were walking and then somebody asked him the question, and this also comes up a lot of times, can we mix Zamzam water to make tea in our hotels?
Mm.
So it was another brother that was walking with us that posed this question. So he said, look, that you must ask the muftis. But let me tell you one thing. Zamzam deserves a lot of respect.
Mm.
But then he mentioned another point, Mawlana, that I think should be high. He said, Zamzam will have that amount of effect on your life depending on the amount of halal you consume in your life.
Subhanallah.
It's an amazing point, this Mawlana, that he highlighted. He said, Allah will have that amount of effect, Allah will create that amount of effect in Zamzam for you, depending on how much of halal you eat.
Hmm. Subhanallah. And it's amazing, because the nur is basically the nur of Allah. The nur of Allah and the contaminated flesh cannot go together, Mawlana.
See, although we must mention that this is not a hadith, but this is an alim who resides in Makkah Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is seeking great work of deen from him, mentions this, and there's great insight in what he is mentioning. It's a point for us to take note of, and also to keep in mind that when before we go to Kaaba Sharif, we're going for Umrah or Hajj, let's make sure that our rozi is halal. Our income is halal, what we consume is halal. When we're in Mecca and Medina, we're conscious about what we're eating, where we're eating, what we're eating. This is very, very important. Then we'll find the effects of the water of Zamzam.
Inshallah. Now we've got 2 minutes left for this hour, and we can continue after it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Are we continuing now?
Jibra, you've got 2 minutes left for this hour, and then we can continue also after it.
Mawlana, on the virtues related to Zamzam, it is a cure for a person who drinks it. Also regarding the water of Zamzam, a munafiq, the effect the water of Zamzam will have on a true believer and a munafiq is different. So when we're drinking the water of Zamzam, we should also make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should cure us from hypocrisy and hatred.
Ameen.
And on this also, Zamzam is one water that can serve as a meal and it can serve as a normal water. A person, like a person can quench his thirst, a person can also satiate his hunger through the water of Zamzam. And on this, Mawlana, let us mention the incident very quickly in this time before the news. The incident of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu came from the Ghifar tribe. He heard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wanted to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and find out more about Islam. So he waited for the right opportunity. You must remember at that time the Kufar of Makkah were pouncing upon any person they found or they suspected to be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he waited till he says, I sometimes saw the Nabi of Allah making tawaf around the Kaaba. I never got the opportunity. But one day when I plucked up the courage and I got the opportunity, I went up to him to speak to him. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, how long were you living here before you met me? So he lived there for over a month. About 30 days he was there already before he met Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, then what were you living on if you were here for so long? I mean, naturally, you can bring food supplies. That time there were not so many takeouts and restaurants and all that.
Hmm.
So he said, I lived on Zamzam. The only thing that I lived on for this entire month, I just kept on drinking the water of Zamzam and nothing else. And that served to take away his hunger as well.
Allahu Akbar. That brings us to the end of this hour. Inshallah, we'll continue after the 8 a.m. bulletin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just gone 10 minutes past the hour of 8. It is the final segment of the program, and we are discussing the aspect of Zamzam. And we have looked at the historical perspective of Zamzam in the past hour. We have looked at the miraculous nature of Zamzam. And now, inshallah, we look at some of the technical discussions. It's the etiquettes and can you mix, can you not mix, and those kind of things, inshallah, in the last 20 minutes of the program. I do have with me Maulana Hassan Rabat, the Imam of the Masjid Umar Farooq there in Mackenzie Park, as well as the teacher there at the Muslim School. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, and welcome back to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana, and to all our esteemed listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Maulana, we continue the program. We were busy discussing the virtues related to Zamzam. So we mentioned that it has the Mubarak saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is honorable because it has the Allah Ta'ala used it to wash the Mubarak heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is also honorable because it is a cure for all sicknesses, no matter what sickness. And many people, there's incidents in books related to the virtues of Zamzam. We can't discuss too many of them. But people who had sicknesses where the doctor told them that there is no cure now, there is no hope left, that nothing can be done for them now. Even such people, alhamdulillah, through drinking the water of Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured them completely.
Alhamdulillah, Imrana, people like Abu Dharr al-Zufari radiallahu ta'ala went on to live for 30 days without food and except Zamzam, Imrana.
See, that's what we're discussing, Maulana. An entire month, he only drank Zamzam water and no other food. And he lived on that, and that sufficed as food and as a drink. So a true believer, the difference between a true believer and a munafik, that a true believer will be satiated by just drinking Zamzam. That if he drinks Zamzam, it will suffice for him as a meal as well, if he's in such a situation. A munafiq will never enjoy this privilege. He'll drink, he'll always be hungry. He will never ever be able to satiate his hunger or quench his thirst through the water of Zamzam.
Indeed, and Murana, you've got to be a true believer to enjoy Zamzam, alhamdulillah. Many people are drinking and drinking and drinking, alhamdulillah. It shows that it's a sign of Iman, Murana.
See, Murana, every person who enjoys this, on this, Maulana, when we drink also, yes, many of us might be upset that we can only bring back 5 liters per person. We must also understand one point, I think, Maulana, just off the topic we can highlight for a few minutes or less, inshallah, is that always make shukr and make qadr for the bounties Allah has given us. There was a time when there was abundant supply of Zamzam in our country. Yeah. When you could buy a 20 liter of Zamzam at any Islamic bookshop. At your leisure, and you could have Zamzam at any time. And because of this, I think the auspiciousness of the water, the such a blessed water, actually left our hearts. That if this water spilled from a glass, we wouldn't bother it with like a normal glass of water that spilled. And we were losing respect for this water. So then naturally, every action is an appropriate reaction. So now we are restricted, Maulana. And now we are getting angry and frustrated about it, but we must question ourselves, that did we bring this upon ourselves? There was a time when we could freely go for Hajj and Umrah as and when we wished. And then we ended up spending more time in the shopping mall than in the haram because we were going every year or twice a year. And then Allah Ta'ala placed restrictions upon us and we blamed other organizations for it. But did we bring this condition upon ourselves by not making qadr and shukr for this bounty Allah has given us?
An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat.
Very important, Maulana. When you lose it, then you realize it's worth. So like that also, every drop of Zamzam, Maulana, and that brings us to the etiquette of drinking the water of Zamzam. Every drop of, even after you've drank the water from the glass, that last few drops which you cannot drink, take those drops of water into your hands, wipe the glass and wipe it on your face, wipe it on your forehead. This water, besides Shifa, has Noor in it.
Allah. Yes, and treat it with that nature and with that respect, inshallah, and you'll see that the blessings of it. Like you said, Mala, early on, Anaim da Dhanni Abdi Bi, I treat every servant according to his expectation from me. So if you drink in that Zimzam just with a normal attitude, with a nonchalant attitude, like it's just one of the other glasses of water, then obviously you won't see many blessings in that drinking. But if you drink it with this belief that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure me of my spiritual ailments, then inshallah it will have an effect, Mawlana.
Gee, Mawlana, definitely. Then also among the adab and etiquette, normal water whenever we drink, we should always sit and drink. But Zamzam water, when you drink in a Haram Sharif, you should stand and drink facing Kaaba Sharif, facing the Qibla. If you are drinking the water out of the precincts of the Haram Sharif, out of Makkah Sharif, for example, you go and visit a Haji, then you have the option, Mawlana, if a person wishes to sit and drink, he can sit and drink. If a person wishes to stand and drink facing the Qibla, then he can stand and drink also facing the Qibla. A person out of Makkah Sharif will have the option of both. He can stand and drink it facing Qibla, or he can sit and drink it. Both options are there. It leaves no room for dispute or arguments, or no, this is right and that is wrong. The option is open for both.
Mm. So, Marana, when we do go visit the people, what should we do and how should we behave, inshallah?
See, Marana, when we come there, we are going there to be blessed with the most noble form of hospitality.
Mm.
And that is the dates of Medina and the Zamzam of Makkah. If you have these two things, Marana, you have the barakat of the true harams. If a person sometimes on a lighter note tell people when I come for Kajur and Zamzam, please don't spoil it with tea.
Very stylish.
The only two things, Mawlana, that are left that are made in Makkah and Medina is Kajur and Zamzam.
Mm.
Every kurta cloak is made either in China, Dubai or somewhere else in the world. But it also has its merit on its place, Mawlana. But the only two things left that is made in Makkah and Medina is Kajur and Zamzam.
Mm.
So our Akabir was so meticulous when it came to respect. I think it was Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, if I'm not mistaken, or the Mu'ayyah Sabkandari, that even the pits of the Kajur, they used to grind it and eat it in a dust, in a powder form.
Mm.
That they said, no, these pits are from Medina Sharif. So the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali was very, very meticulous. He used to prefer if somebody came from Hajj and Umrah, that they would rather give him Kajur of Medina Sharif than give him anything else as a gift.
Yeah, it was whatever, a topi and a Saudi topi and all that. That is, well, Kajur and Zamzam, like you say. And what about Ajwa, Manana?
See, Ajwa Kajur has its shifa. It has its benefit also. So you can give your kurta size just in passing. But don't highlight that. The main point, Manana, is the Kajur and the Zamzam.
Sure.
Sometimes don't pass a remark when you walk out of India for Kajur and Zamzam. They didn't even give us ice cream or nothing else. That's all they gave us.
Mm.
That is the best they could give you. You couldn't ask for better.
And don't circumspect. You know, some people, they speculate, Mawlana, is this real Zamzam or is it mixed or what? What's the story?
Jima, there's no benefit in that speculation.
Mm.
It doesn't taste like proper Zamzam, or it is proper Zamzam, or it's not proper. That we'll never know, Mawlana.
Mm.
We'll never know whether the Saudi government is mixing it, or they're not mixing it, or they're bottling it somewhere else. As long as you have the umid and the hope that I am drinking Zamzam on good thought, that this Haji has come from Makkah Sharif, and you're drinking, Allah will give you the reward and the barakat and the blessings of it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mara, in terms of the dua, what dua should we read when we drink in Zamzam?
See, Marana, very important, drink with the right hand.
Mm.
One day my heart was very sore, and I just want to mention this, that I actually saw a person drinking Zamzam water with the left hand. Now, sometimes a person eats a kajur, and you're not eating the whole kajur, so you take a bite, your kajur is in your right hand. Such a mubarak, blessed water, you can't drink it against the sunnah of Nabi Sassam.
Mm.
So drink it with the right hand. put the kajur down or eat the kajur, finish, then you drink the water. But like I said, you have full permission. Nabi Sassam stood and drank the Zamzam water. So we are also allowed to stand and drink. If a person feels comfortable sitting, that is also permissible. Both are permissible. Make dua. That's the first thing. Ma'u Zamzama lima shuribana. The water of Zamzam, whatever dua is made at that time is a dua of ijabat and acceptance. The dua, the masnoon dua is Allah minni as'aluka ilman nafiya. Allah grant me beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge is knowledge that will take a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not knowledge that will take a person away from Allah ta'ala. So Allah grant me such knowledge that will make me recognize you and make me obedient to you. That means if Allah gives a person knowledge like this, a person's akhirat will be made. Wa rizqa wasi'a. Allah grant me rizqa wasi'a. Wasi'a is a term that means all encompassing. Grant me such rosy and sustenance that will encompass all my needs. We're not making dua for abundant rosy. We're making dua for such rosy that will cover all our needs. And that is obviously also barakah and blessings in our rosy. That whatever needs we have, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill it through this blessed water. وَشِفَاءً مِّن كُلِّ دَاءٍ. And Allah grant me cure from every sickness. Whether it is cancer, whether it is being diabetes, whether it's heart problems, whatever the sickness is. شِفَاءً مِّن كُلِّ دَاءٍ. Allah grant me cure from every sickness. Which means a person will have rosy, a person will become, will allow blessing with such knowledge that will make him recognize and obedient to Allah. Allah will cure him from all sickness. What more can a person ask for?
And Monala, so many people they emphasize on this. What is qawwasi'a? What is qawwasi'a? And then they drink. This is an enlightened note. You know, Mara, this is also an enlightened note. Zurtu ahada min zumala'i fa akhbarani annahu qara fi kitabin anna rajula lamma ya'ti ahlahu kana yashrabu zamzam wa yaqul lima shuriba lah fa yataqawwa min zamzam. Mara?
Mara, that's a first night special.
Gee, we can continue, Mara.
Gee, Mara. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi made dua. That Allah grant me the knowledge of Az-Zuhri and the great scholars of Hadith, their memory. And he says Allah Ta'ala fulfilled it for me. Allah Ta'ala granted me such knowledge and such a memory. So whatever other needs we have, whatever other wishes we have, like I mentioned, as Mawlana al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to make this dua, Allah, is you quenching my thirst with this water? Allah, quench my thirst in the day of Qiyamah with water from Hawda Kawthar. Whatever we can make dua for our children, obedient children, Allah must make hifazat and protect our children. Whatever other need a person has, a person can make dua at that time, and Allah Ta'ala must fulfill it. And Zamzam also, well, at that time, Zamzam is at that time is acceptance of dua. Zamzam also, if a person drinks it to quench his thirst, Allah will quench his thirst. If a person brings Zamzam to cure his illness, Allah will cure his illness. Whatever need. Imam Tirmidhi, rahmatullah, he says his father told him, it was at night, it was dark. Today you can't make out day from night in the Haram Sharif. Allah blessed it with so much. He says in that time when we were making tawaf, it was during the days of Hajj, and it was dark at night, and I needed to relieve myself. I thought, okay, I'll make sabr. I carried on with my tawaf. Eventually, the urge to relieve myself became unbearable. And I needed to relieve myself. So, and I feared that if I'm going to leave the Haram Sharif, I might tramp on somebody. It was the days of Hajj. People might be resting outside. I wouldn't be able to see. Then it crossed my mind that whatever need you drink the water of Zamzam with, Allah Ta'ala will remove that need. So I took a glass and I drank the water of Zamzam. And with this, that Allah Ta'ala relieve me of this urge to go and relieve myself. And Allah Ta'ala took it away till the next morning. I was comfortable, and I only went the next morning when it was light to go and relieve myself.
Amazing, Mona. There's a few messages coming through. There's a call also. Let's take a call quickly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Walana, if we have to make wudu with Zamzam water, can we gargle with the Zamzam water?
Jazakumullah, sister. We'll ask Mawlana for this.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Do you want Hassan?
Mawlana, I'm not a Mufti. That our Muftis can answer it on the Q&A. That again comes to the aspect, the Masla point of view, we can ask the Muftis. But as far as I want to highlight the point of respect, that places on our body that are honorable, our face, our hands, our eyes, if we wash those parts of our body with Zamzam, out of honor that this is Mubarak water, it's fine, but when it comes to then you have to gargle your nose, you have to rather cleanse your nostrils, you have to wash your feet with the water of Zamzam. I think that from a respect point of view would be a bit inappropriate. But if ulama say, I remember a Mufti explaining, if a person is in the Haram Sharif and he needs to read his salawat jamaat, his wudu breaks, and there's only Zamzam water available, it will be permissible. As far as permissibility goes, it is permissible. But from a respect point of view, it would be inappropriate.
Okay, Mulana, let's leave the technical discussions on that side. There is another email coming through. It reads, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, regarding Zamzam. This is an author by the name of Masaru Emoto, a Japanese author. He says, the quality or the purity of Zamzam water has and will not be found anywhere in the world or on this earth. He used a technology called nano and researched a lot of Zamzam and found out that if one drop of Zamzam water is mixed in 1,000 drops of regular water, regular water will get the same quality like Zamzam water. He also found in some tests that the quality or ingredients of Zamzam cannot be changed. Why? Science does not know the reason why. He even recycled the Zamzam water, but no change was noted. The scientist also found out that Muslims, when they say Bismillah before eating or drinking, he says that after saying Bismillah or on regular water, some strange changes happen in the quality of regular water. He also found out that if someone recites the Quran on regular water, it gets the ability for the treatment of different diseases. That email coming through from one of the sisters, Mawlana.
Very interesting, Mawlana, the research of the scholar. On this brings us also to one point. I read the article, I couldn't find the article for the program, but I remember reading it. A few years back, Mawlana, Western media raised this propaganda or this incorrect news that the water of Zamzam was actually supplied, the well was supplied with water from the Red Sea.
Mm.
So this really upset the King Faisal. At that time was a pious manager, and he actually got people to test the water in labs.
Mm.
And they brought the water from the Red Sea, and they brought Zamzam water, and they tested it, and this water of Zamzam actually was completely different.
Mm.
The taste, the texture, everything related to the water was completely different. And then he proved to the world that this, the source of Zamzam is from nowhere but the well of Zamzam.
Mm.
So it has nothing to do with any other water of the world. And that also, Mangana, the point of mixing the water. One is, ideally, the best situation would be to drink pure Zamzam, undiluted. But if a person has minimal water, he has many gas, or he is in that situation, and he mixes it, that the blessing of Zamzam must be sufficient for as many people as possible, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will grant the person the reward for his good intention.
Inshallah, why not? Murad, it brings us to the end of our discussion. We've just got a minute left. You can conclude with your final thoughts, Murad.
Chima, on this very important, the halal rosy part, remember, and I'm stressing the point, that this Zamzam water, with all its merit, also is the Mubarak saliva of Nabi Sassam, and dua at that time.
Mm.
Stop our discussion for a few minutes, for a few seconds if you don't want to, a few minutes, and just make dua and teach our children, Mawlana, that you know, you're becoming hafiz, stop now, make dua, Allah make your hijz easy for you, make dua, whatever dua you have, whatever needs you have, and at that time make dua and visit the hujjaj. The hujjaj that are returning from Hajj to our areas, go and visit them and honor this water. Don't think, you know, I also got Zamzam at home. This man brought it from the Mubarak land of Makkah. He brought Khajur from the Mubarak land of Medina Sharif. So go there and eat and honor this, that this Khajur and this Zamzam is from the land of my beloved Allah and my beloved Nabi Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and make a lot of dua. If you, they do remember, we'll appreciate if they make dua for us. Make dua for the ummah that is going through very difficult times, ma'am. Zamzam, Allah is going to accept your dua. At that time, in your whole dua that you make, you don't only have to make a very important point, ma'am. You don't only have to make one dua. You can make multiple du'as at the time. If Allah will accept all, inshallah. If not, Allah will accept as Allah has authority to accept as He wishes. But make a du'a for the ummah as well. The trying times, the challenging times, those people that are going astray, that are being led astray, Allah must give them also hidayat. Allah Ta'ala must bring them also on the right path. And that's my final thought, Mawana, that they should make du'a for us if they remember, but at least du'a for the entire ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Inshallah, and if you are a bachelor, you are single, you are looking, seeking a partner, then before you drink, make dua, Allah, I seek to get married, and I wish to stay away from haram and all forms of zina. You help me, Allah will accept your dua, inshallah. So, you seeking a partner, you can make that dua also when you are drinking zamzam. Financial problems, all difficulties, whatever difficulty you have, inshallah. Make dua at the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that difficulty from your life and alleviates that problem. And during the zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for it. On that note, Mulana, we also say that if you want to bring some zamzam for us, by all means, inshallah, Mulana.
See, should I give my address, Mulana?
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings us to the end of the program. We say jazakumullahu khairan to everyone for tuning in, and we hope that you benefit from the discussions to come in the coming hours. Don't forget our panel discussion, inshallah, that will be taking place also a little later on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.